This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We come to the Hour One Nugget today and part 49 of our current series, The Peace of the Father. And we come to verse 9, where Paul begins with these words, and become one with him. And what he's saying there is, for his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ and become one with him. As we move into verse 9, I no longer count on my own righteousness, says Paul, through obeying the law. Rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ for God's way. For God's way of making us right with Him depends on faith. It all depends on faith. Our relationship with the living God depends on faith. How do we see God? How do we know God? Well, let's look very briefly into Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and we can see what the writer to the Hebrews says about faith. He says this: faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. That is what faith is. Very simply, the writer to the Hebrews tells us exactly what faith is. So therefore, we can replace the word faith with this. Jesus is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurances about things we cannot see. That is what faith is, and that is what our faith in God Almighty is. And that is what Paul is saying. We have to get right with Him through faith. And making us right with Him depends on faith. Am I making any sense to you? Depends on our level of faith. When I switch on the light, unless the bulb has gone, and unless we've lost electricity, I expect the light to come on. I can't see the electricity, but I know it's there. I know it's there because it's connecting the light. I know the electricity is here because if it weren't here, I wouldn't be able to broadcast to you right now. It would be impossible. There would be no power to do that. But the electricity gives me the power. And the power is contained in the electricity. The Holy Spirit gives you the power. And the power is contained in the Holy Spirit. And therefore, when we realize, when we meditate, when we think about our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, when we think about the Holy Spirit and the power that comes from the Spirit, we have faith to know. We have that faith to know that He is there. The writer to the Hebrews in the 11th chapter and verse 5 says, it was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. He disappeared because God took him. For before he was taken up, he was known as a person who pleased God. and it was impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. We need to know of God's existence before we come to him. We need to believe it. We need to believe it. You see, the disciples, they all saw Jesus. Each and every day for 3 years, the disciples, the 12 that were with him, they saw Jesus every single day. They didn't need faith to know that Jesus existed. However, you and I do, because we haven't seen Jesus. But we know of his existence. We know that Jesus is with us. We know it because we know it by faith. And you know what's happened to my faith? My faith has turned into a knowledge. I don't even doubt it ever. I don't doubt Jesus. I don't doubt God. I don't doubt the Holy Spirit ever. There is never a tiny doubt. For that faith has turned into knowledge. I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I became righteous through faith in Christ. For God's way of making us right with him depends on faith. I want you to take a little look at your life. And as you look at your life, I want you to think. Think about the times when you've gone wrong. Think about the times when you've slipped off the pathway. Think about the times when you would say that you were not righteous. Think about those times you grieved the Holy Spirit. Think about those times that you've turned away from him. Think about those times when you've had problems and you've not sought God, but you've sought your own intelligence in a way of getting out of them. I have a dear friend, Canon Andrew White, who, despite being plagued with MS, with multiple sclerosis, despite having real issues in walking, despite all that, despite the pain he goes through, he continually goes back to Iraq to serve the people in Iraq because that is what he believes he's been called to, despite having blocks put on his bank accounts so that he can't help the people over there. Despite all of that, despite the fact that his wife also has MS, despite the fact that she lays in hospital right now and very recently was at death's door, despite all of that, Andrew's not looking to himself to try and work it all out. Andrew looks to Jesus. And now I can report there have been significant changes in Caroline's well-being. Significant changes that Andrew terms as a miracle. And I believe it's a miracle. In the name of Jesus, it is a miracle because Andrew is not looking to his own intelligence to be able to figure out what's going on. No, no. Andrew looks toward Jesus and asks Jesus what he should do and how he should do it. And despite all that, Andrew's faith has grown to become knowledge. He knows that he knows that he knows that he knows. We say, It's in our knower. I don't need to think. I don't need to try and believe. I just know. Just as I know when I want to flick on the light, I know the light is going to go on, and if the light doesn't go on, I know there's a problem that is not allowing the power of the electricity to get through. So therefore, it's nothing to do with the electricity itself. It is to do with a cut in the power. Do you ever feel a cut in the power of the Holy Spirit? Do you ever feel that when you switch the light on, the light doesn't come on? And why is that? Is there a cut in the power? How can we restore the power? I can tell you how we can restore the power right now in Jesus' name. If you've been feeling that the power has not been there, if you've been feeling that the electricity has gone off, that the power of the Holy Spirit is no longer there, I can tell you, you can reconnect at any time you want. You can reconnect to the Holy Spirit right now. That is not a problem. Are you ready to do that? To reconnect that power so that faith is restored? Faith in the Lord Jesus is restored. That confidence that what we hope for will happen. That assurance that things we cannot see are there. That is faith. And the restoring of that power is all up to you. The restoring of the power is in your hands. Would you like to pray with me? I really believe that this message is for you. I'm talking to you, and you know I'm talking to you specifically. And you felt that power hasn't been there. It's been lost. And you want normal service to be resumed through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, through faith in the power of the Holy Spirit, the power can be restored right now. Say these words with me now. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry. I've stepped away. For it is me that has turned the power off, and not you taking it away. I ask you now, Father, as I flick that switch, that celestial switch, that normal service would be resumed. Holy Spirit, that you would fill me full of your love and your joy and your peace. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I promise you, Lord, I will not step away again. I will follow you for the rest of my life. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Beloved, if that was you, I would love to hear from you, because myself and the team would love to pray for you. And it's very simple for you to connect with us. We won't share your name. We won't read out your email if you don't want us to. But to connect with us, send us an email to this address, studio@worshipradio247.org. That's studio@worshipradio247, and the 247 are numbers, worshipradio247.org. Just send us an email, and I will pass that on to the prayer team, and you will have prayer warriors right across the world praying for you. It would be wonderful. And if that was in fact you I was talking to, send me that email and say, it was me. That's all you got to say. It was me.